Morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you, mate. Obviously, we'll start with yesterday's announcement at 4 o'clock. It was covered live on TV, Chris. You just can't imagine what Winx is doing at the moment for our industry. You've made the decision and everything, but she's just doing amazing things, mate.
Yeah, she is, and she's just taking our life onto a different path with, people know who we are, people know who she is, and we're related with her, and it's just a great privilege. And yeah, she is doing a great job for sport and for racing and racing in general because of the good story behind her. And I think that was part of the reason, well, probably the main reason why we chose not to run her again as preparation, because we want to be seen to be looking after her as best we can. To enjoy a little bit longer yet, most importantly, the horse is continuing to race well. So she could have raced next week. She's 100% sound, but I'd rather not know where the end is with her. She's never let us down in the past 1,000 days. So we owe a little bit to her to pull up stumps a little bit before we may normally do with some horses. So she's had 5 runs of sprints, and most she's had in a spring preparation, probably in preparation. So bring her back for the autumn and see if she can stay at this level for a little bit longer.
Similar, it was like program with you, same sort of spelling arrangements, just a routine she goes through.
Yeah, it just seems to keep it so easy for everybody, and she enjoys it. And I guess horses thrive on routine and don't really know if there's any niggles inside, so just let them be normal, get back to nature, and a lot of unseen niggles fix themselves if they're there, and come back and ready to charge again.
Chris, in regard to overseas, I know what you said yesterday, but just for our listeners that may not have seen it yesterday, there's been discussion about Royal Ascot and the like. Can you explain to everybody the process is at the moment that you're going to race in the autumn, and during the autumn you'll decide whether you go or stay at home?
Yeah, well, it all comes down to her form, and I, like everybody, is watching closely each run, because I wouldn't take her unless I thought she was at her very best. So she doesn't deserve to be going over to the other side of the world. Everybody in Australia is sitting up watching her, expecting her to beat the rest in the world, the rest of the world. But she can only do that if she's 100%. So I think let her autumn preparation start, and make a decision midway through it, and go from there. Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great for Australia. It'd be great for the horse, great for everybody, but the fact is, I only take her if she's 100%.
Yep, understand. All right, Ron, let's look at today.
You got some nice runners here, Chris. This is a nice filly in race two, Unforgotten.
Yeah, very nice. First up win was excellent, and she did show some promise last preparation, so good to see her come back so well. I guess today's draw, we'll see her ridden very similar to last start, where she got back and finished off strongly. So based on that, we've got a good opinion today, and most importantly, her going forward.
Best guess in race three is a nice horse. The form around him's okay.
Yeah, he's just a professional horse, and we saw that last start at Canterbury, and his first up run was also very good. 1,100 metres is a bit of a query, but soft draw barrier one has got to be a big help.
Okay. Lee's riding a little bit lighter today. I read in Stewart's release he's trying to get be a bit lighter today.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure about that. I've been out of touch with finer details, but
yeah.
I know he rides 54 fairly comfortably, and we did say at the start of the week if you could claim your full allowance, it would be a big plus. Those half a kilos over the space of a year for a jockey or a trainer or a punter, they certainly add up. So it'd be good if he can, but I want to make sure he's nice and strong at the same time.
Exactly. Race 4, Black and Gold, he's a late nomination for this, but he's been terrific in 2 runs this prep.
Yeah, last start, the track was questionable whether he'd handle it. He got through it pretty well. Yeah, just a small field, and he actually sits in on his true weight with a rating of 85. He should be carrying 53 in it. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity, home track. Small field, in form horse.
Race 6, got a few runners here, more to the platoon. Got the brakes and still won with a touch of authority, though, for a second up there.
Yeah, that race had plenty of depth and beautiful ride by Lee, and rides again today. Big weight today, but should get a similar run.
You got Cars off. He's down from Queensland. He's busting to win a race.
Yeah, his first up run was very good. He was slow away. If you remember Lee in the last prep, he was hit the punters down a couple of times, but I think second Australian preparation, he'll turn the corner, and I think he's a great chance today.
And you got this interesting horse, Mornington, resuming at 1,800. I think I found a three jump out for him at Flemington.
Oh, he can't hide anything these days, can you? I think Melbourne might as well join up with the rest of the country and make their trials official, because he has had three jump outs. Simply because the quarantine, he flew into Melbourne with the quarantine, and we kept him there just to get him started. And since that third jump out, he's come up here and he's ready to run a strong 1,800 today. So hasn't been winning in good places in England, but he has been winning. I think that's important. He knows how to win. Some of those European horses come over here and it's been that long since they won. They forget what it's all about. So I think he's a really good chance and a good prospect going forward. Just how he is in the mounting yard. He's been good at the stables, but just showing a hint of getting a bit above himself from time to time. So just make sure he doesn't go to pieces in the mounting yard.
In times of war, well, geez, look at her record. She just doesn't know how to run a bad race.
No, she tries hard, and obviously she's only won the one of eight. But I think it's a good booking with Leon claiming threes. Nice soft draw. I think she comes into about barrier four. So, yeah, I like her. Probably different to the punters, but I think she's a great chance today.
You got Invincible race 8, drier track today.
Yeah, that's a big key for him. I just don't know where he's at, though. He was a little bit disappointing first up, and probably back to a short trip a bit short for him. So just be wary, but on his day, he's certainly capable.
And Zumbelina backing up. Nice race for her.
Yeah, just didn't cope with that track last week, and she's pulled up well. Probably panicking a bit, backing her up within 7 days, but with the claim, gets in really, really well at the weights and should be a suitable horse for an apprentice. I think she's a very straightforward horse to ride.
And the last, Wayanka, could he improve?
He will on a good track. He just cannot run on a soft track, and he just got the wrong path on last start, and he found the right spot at Randwick last week. It wasn't a bad track at all, but he just got bogged down the draw today. We'll see him be out midfield, maybe a bit worse, three wide with cover, and hoping finishing off strongly. But if that track stays a good three, he will improve. If it's a five or a six, we'll probably ask for permission to withdraw him.
I missed is going much better, this preparation to the eye.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not an easy horse to ride, but Lee seems to have good hands. He's getting some difficult horses to settle really well. Comes into barrier 7. I think he'll appreciate a bit of room and be hard to beat.
Flemington Sambro, he's fitting well in the first.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't our first choice. Kaonic just had a temperature on Wednesday prior to the parting Rose Hill, so that was disappointing, but he'll wait for the autumn, and he'll be in his contender, I'm sure, in the autumn. So Sambro's the second tier runner. I think he'll be better as a fielding next prep, but just see how he goes today.
Improvise in race 2 is a knockout chance.
Yeah, Huey was bullish about her run at Caulfield last start, but she wasn't or didn't receive any luck at all. So we've stepped her workload up to get her up to this trip, and hopefully she can improve over the 2,000 of the big track.
Elwood in the Lexus, he's an iron horse.
Yeah, certainly is. He's been everywhere this preparation. He finds himself back at Flemington. That's a last-ditch attempt to have
have a run on Derby Day more than anything, but if he was to win, obviously the dream's there to run next Tuesday, but realistically, if he could run a top three chance, it would be a great thrill for the owners today.
And as he's won up the straight in the past. I know it's a tough ask, but he was pretty good the other day.
Just living on the hope, big 20 horse field, that anything could happen, and with that experience, as you say, up the straight, it's a possible chance. So we won't be expecting much, but we'll just hope to get a nice run with the cozy run and finish off strong.
The Meyer Race 6, you happy with Fox Play?
Yeah, I can't. Well, there's a few of the horses will be saying similar things over the next two races. I can't fault her work. Karen rode her on Tuesday morning out on the course proper at Flemington and said she's going terrific. She just struggled at Caulfield.
French Emotion was good in this race last year.
Yeah, run second last year. This year hasn't got the same form, but she got off her at Mooney Valley last week and just said she's similar to the other horses. She can't be giving away weight, so probably takes longer field today, at least it is weight for age. So we're clinging on to that. Should get a nice run from the gate, but needs a bit of luck.
Tangled in the Derby. You put a set of winkers on him. The timing looks right after a nice prep.
Yeah, you could say he was rushed to get to a spring champion over 2003 up, when he basically had a sprinter's preparation as a two-year-old. So I think, yeah, he goes into this race much better than the spring champion. Good second in that race, and also the Caulfield Stakes. Barrier 11, I don't think there'd be too much concern from a slightly awkward draw. A slightly awkward starting point, and Blake Shelley's just riding with so much confidence. So he's out of an Oaks winner by a great stallion, sprinting stallion, that's Nitzel, but let's see how he performs in a great race today.
Let's talk about this pack in race 8. McCreary, awkward draw.
Yeah, it is. Fortunately, the Flemington Mile normally sort themselves out pretty quickly, and he's got to be exposed. He can't be exposed over around that big bend. So he's a pretty tractable horse. He needs luck to go his way. I don't think we'll be coming around him to win. We'll probably try and get an easier run as possible and come through them with a well-run.
Tom Melbourne, how do you want to ride him today? It's a very slow race, you know.
Ideally, from finally a good barrier, get cover, fifth or sixth. I think he'll settle with cover. He just hasn't had that opportunity. If it's a slowly run race, that's a problem. But I'll just tell Glenn just to sit tight, don't move the muscle, and get him to switch off, because he can't win by going forward and leading.
No.
Can't win by overracing. So just got to respect the draw that we've finally got today, which he hasn't had most of his prep. Give him his chance to settle.
Egg Tart, she's right in this if she's in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, well, first up run behind Deploy was outstanding. Then she had the eye problem. Didn't lose any work, but maybe she lost a bit of momentum. Caulfield last start, she had every possible chance and just didn't finish off, like a lot of horses on that day.
Yeah.
So I'm clinging to that she can bounce back.
Oh, my sword, any hope?
Not on her last couple of runs. She needs to improve.
Shillelagh's fine.
She's obviously drawn well. Lightweight. I would have thought she'd been a good one winner, or at least a winner this prep, but she's just not quite the same since she had that problem back in the last prep.
All Our Roads. Good draw for him. Hopefully he can settle as well.
Yeah, both him and Shillelagh drawn really well. So All Our Roads is two Australian runs. He's drawn wide and done it pretty tough. So he gets a beautiful run today. I think he's typical sort of, well, it used to be the Emirates Stakes, it's the Kennedy Mile now. It's not often an upset. There's often a small margin between first and, say, sixth. So he could be there chiming in late. And Shillelagh, she's a great chance down at the weights. So I expected her to get a start in the mile, but she was balloting out for different ballot clauses that they have. So she's at least got a chance here in Group 1, and Joe Moreira got off the last start and said she was absolutely flying. She did beat the track bias on that day. So, she looks to be a great chance on their last start runs.
Yeah. All right, no winks, but a big day for the stable.
No winks for a few more months, Ronnie. But yeah. We can now enjoy last Saturday and we take it there so seriously each and every day with the...
Well done.
We'll enjoy Derby Day and hopefully come home with a winner or two.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks
good on you, mate.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Chris Waller going through them all.